Good morning.
Good morning. This is Monty.
Hey, Monty. How are ya?
Great. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Isn't this cool to be back doing this?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm telling you, I just, yesterday I told somebody it was kind of like having a reunion.
It's like,
you don't have a reunion. Well, some little schools have reunions every year, but you have them, the big ones are like 10 years, 20 years. It's like, okay, how out of step am I? I don't know about anybody else, but how out of step am I in really being connected to what I'm doing to myself? Here I am helping all these other people, but what am I really doing for myself?
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to go back.
No, I know. It's like, oh, well, we're true, honest, and one of the things I'll say today, and somebody else just joined us. Good morning.
Good morning. Jim here.
Is it Tim or Jim?
T.
T. Tim. Tim, where are you located?
Renton, Washington.
Renton, Washington. Okay. I heard you say yesterday about your changes. Oh, my gosh. You just blew. I was driving, but I was like, what? I loved it when you said I was about the weight, and then you said, well, I was.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I said I loved it when you said, well, I was about this weight, and then you said, well, I was exactly.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty funny. We had a couple of other joiners. Who's with us?
Hey, Mom. Margaret Keys from Tennessee.
Hey, Margaret, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Hey, Monty, it is a reunion.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Somebody else joined us, too?
Mary Lou from Arizona.
Hey, Mary Lou. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Morning, Martha Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Charlie.
Good, you made it.
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. Has anybody else not announced yourself? Okay, good. Well, I was just telling you I were on first. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, we know your voice.
Did you get my note?
Last night, yes.
No, this morning. I'm gonna put your measurement chart on the WebEx.
Okay, I did it. I already put it on mine. You can add it later, but
Do you have the WebEx up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was telling Monty, Ruth, that yesterday I said to somebody this was like a reunion. Because so many of us had been here from the beginning, when you first started it. And for myself, the funny part is that when you started this in 2002, so we have a 10-year, like some high schools have 10-year reunions. Well, this is a 10-year reunion year, okay? And when you started this, I was on my bus tour traveling around the United States in my old school bus.
That's right.
And I made it to New York from Texas all the way west and then all the way east. And I was in New York, and you started this, and it was the first time I listened. Never forget this. You said, okay, if you do this, you eat this. Well, I ate one block for the whole day instead of, like, the 3 blocks. And by the end of the night, I said, well, no wonder you'd lose weight. I am starving. I am literally starving. Because I'd had one third of the amount of food, so the next morning everyone had a great laugh at me. But, it's like when you have a reunion, everybody comes back together and you talk about the things that have happened in your life over the last 10 years. You've had children, you've had whatever, and to start off with, I have to say, yesterday when Mary Lou said I needed to talk. And I said I was about 15 to 20 pounds different from where I was when we stopped, with or me in the mouth of my pocket, when I was stopped being plugged into the call. And I don't think that's right. I think I'm a whole lot higher than that. And so I have to go back and really reevaluate. I'm probably over what I got down to the bottom. I'm probably 30 pounds higher than I was when I got down to the bottom. I will find that out, and I will come back and be honest. Because if we're not transparent on this call, guys, you're kidding yourself. So I'm opening up this call saying today, if you want to make a change, you have to become transparent. Because the transparency has to be with yourself. And this is an accountability call, but you're accountable to yourself. And the measuring chart, is everybody on the webinar? Hi, Nancy. Are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, and I'm on the chart. I'm on the webinar.
Good morning.
I can tell you who's on the webinar.
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, okay.
But I can't tell who's on the phone call, so I didn't know if she was just on the webinar or on the phone call. So, cool. All right, the measurement chart that I'm showing you right here, Ruth has it on her website now, and she's going to incorporate that into tomorrow when the webinar comes up. It'll have all that in it. But this measuring chart, if you look at this, and I don't know how to make it so it shows the other way, so you have to look sideways. This is the chart that was put together 10 years ago for the lifestyle program, and I can't tell you how many of these pages that I did. And where it says your upper arm, your rib cage, your waist, your abdomen, your hips, all these different positions, I measured once a week, and I gave the day a name. Like today is Terrific Tuesday for me. I started this last Tuesday, and so I weighed and measured again this morning. And my goal, because you got to have a goal, my goal is to lose 1 pound a week, so not to be crazy with this, but to lose 1 pound a week. And to be honest, I've never been realistic like that. I've always put down, okay, I can lose 5 pounds a week, and then I'm disappointed. And so I set a goal of 1 pound a week, and I didn't set a goal for measurement. Maybe I should do that. So when I weighed this morning, I've lost 4.4 pounds and 3.25 inches. And the way that I figure that is, I lost like a quarter of an inch on my waist, or a half an inch on my waist and my abdomen, each. And those increments you add together. Across here, I put a diagonal, and I put the pounds that I lost in this box. Can y'all all see my cursor?
No, we don't, Martha Sue.
Well, I don't know how to point to it. I know there's a pointer, but I'm not smart enough for that. So anyway, in where it says total inches lost, I put a cross across there. Can y'all see the measuring chart?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see
it. And so what I did was not just write down, I put down what was my total weight loss. No, there's a pointer here somewhere.
It's on the left by the arrow, by the green arrow.
By a green arrow.
Isn't it? Maybe I'm...
Pointer. Oh, look at that. Y'all don't laugh at me. Okay. Okay, well, how do I make it work? Oh, look at that. Okay, see that pointer?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
I put a diagonal across there, and I put the total number of pounds I lost and the total number of inches. And down at the bottom, then I added in the second week how many pounds I lost added to this, so I had a total number of pounds and total number of inches. And so they talked about yesterday me wearing my measuring tape, and I actually, that really was an icon. That was hysterically funny because people all over everywhere knew about me wearing that measuring tape, even on the cruise, and somebody said, are you a tailor? No. Anyway, so pretty funny, but I was accountable to myself to lose weight, and each week for it to be different. And so I want y'all to, if you're wanting to play this game, with yourself and with everybody in this reunion, if you want to play that game, then you need to be accountable for what you want to do. If you only need, like Ruth, I think, wanted to lose a quarter of a pound or a half a pound a week, which I didn't know where she was going to lose it. But anyway, she wanted to lose half a pound a week. And so that was her goal. So I want to challenge everybody to have a goal and to keep this chart, print it off from Ruth's website, print it off, and make it be part of your daily routine to whatever you eat. This is like what I taught in golf. If you don't practice, at the end of a week, the result didn't change. If you do practice, at the end of the week, your scores will change. Well, that's what this is. It's a tallying of your scores. So, with all that said, I'm going to leave one more thing, and then I'm going to start asking questions. I went out, and I think this was maybe 6 months ago. I'm not sure, maybe longer ago. I had decided that I was going to take charge again, but I didn't have any teammates that were going to take charge with me. But I went to Walmart, and I bought a Biggest Loser DVD, and then I bought a Walk at Home DVD set. And this lady's name is Leslie Sanson. I'll type it in the chat. S-A-N-S-O-N-E, Walk at Home. And it's a DVD, and it has a box with two different stretch cords. So, you know how we talked about yesterday, Monty said, wherever you are, you can start doing some exercising. Well, yesterday, I got to tell y'all, I broke the seal on the box. I had not opened it. So I've had it for 6 months, maybe a year, but I opened it, and while I was nannying my grandbabies yesterday, I watched the DVD, and I only watched the first mile walk, and it's all in your living room. It's not going out someplace, but I thought, you know, you might not be able to keep up with this gal, but you could do part of it. And I got really excited to think that the exercising could be done right in my living room, but have a plan to follow. And I don't know, I think it was probably $10. So go to Walmart, look for Leslie Sanson's Walk at Home. If you've got snow around you, there's no excuse. And so, you know, go get this and watch it and see if you don't think that you could do at least a part of this. And then if you did it with your cardio strides, oh my gosh. And like Ruth's saying, to do like 10 minutes of exercise before each meal for whatever the portions were, if you just did a little bit of this, it really would raise your heart rate. So all that said, I'm so excited to be back here and be plugged in with old family that I used to be transparent with, so I'm back being real transparent and excited about what's going to happen. So, okay, who else wants to share?
Hi, Martha. This is Ruth. So, talking about the exercise, I started yesterday morning walking the dog all around the place, and so I got a good amount of my exercise to begin with, and so then when I did a couple of other times on the trampoline and then the before bedroom, which I'm pretty consistent with, then I got probably 45 minutes instead of 30. And I thought that I really didn't plan that, but it turned out that I was happy that I had done that early morning one because I didn't hit some of the other ones, the before meal ones. So that's just a little, you can do half and half.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, and do you have a goal of losing maybe a negative point a week or something?
Staying in shape. I want to stay in shape, and some of the exercise in the gazelle particularly works to your arms if you work it right. And so I like that. And I'm maintaining my weight.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay.
This is Tim. I think you bring up some really good points. There's some really simple things we can do, kind of like what Ruth was talking about, you know, throughout the entire day. But I'm sure we all go out and about sometime during the day. But when we go to a destination, could be Walmart, rather than finding the nearest parking place to the door,
yeah,
where people are going to come and go during the time that next door to us and ding up our car doors for us, why not park far, far away, or a reasonable amount away, and walk a little bit further to the store? You'll save time looking for that last parking place that's up close, and you'll get more exercise because you're walking a little bit further, and you'll save your car doors.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Good point. Good point. Thank you. Cool. And Tim, may I ask you, you said your weight loss of an unbelievable amount of weight. Is that, are you still at the 185? Did you take a year to do this? Where are you with your...
So, you know, I'm not really, you know, I'm about a year and a half, year and three quarters, something like that. I was about 313 pounds, and now I'm 185. And been as low as 181. I don't know, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't write it down. I just,
wow.
You know, I just keep going. I just stay on the Nikon, and just try to be reasonable with other things and exercise. But yeah,
cool.
I'm staying, maintaining.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome. It certainly gives hope to the rest of us who have an amount of weight to lose when you hear somebody does it, like Monty. I mean, Monty, your story is like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like the rest of us, when you have 5 pounds to lose or 10 pounds to lose, you think, but I've always felt like that, you know, okay, that person only had 5 or 10 pounds, maybe 15. It's like, well, what do they have to lose? But to that person, it's huge.
Talking about class reunions, I guess I'll go ahead and come out with my class reunion. And my class reunion, of course, was yesterday, and it's even at high school that we reach certain points and times in our lives that, and whatever excuse that is, and not well, but you do whatever you want to go to class reunion, but you really don't want to go to class reunion because of maybe the way that you look, the way you feel, whatever it is, and you don't want other people to see that you're 30 pounds overweight, you look older than what you think you do, whatever the particular reason is, okay? Well, being a class reunion, this is a reunion that I guess we're talking about transparencies, and so we'll just get it out there, is that whatever we do in our life, and I talked about it, I think, the other day, and that's choices. We make choices in our lives, and we go and we do certain things, and we get real good results, and we're headed down that path and whatever, and that path that is the narrow path to where you're attaining your goals and achieving things. But that other path that's real wide that most other people are on, I believe is real close to the narrow path. And it's real easy because of choices or priorities or whatever we make in our life. So eventually, getting off the lifestyle program, the call, and having some choices with my life, with my mother and priorities, I ventured over on the wider side of the path, where a lot of people are. So I'm back up, my weight's back up, I'm back on insulin and whatever, and I've decided that because of priorities in my life, that I have different priorities now, and I can make different choices. And it's good to be back on the call.
Welcome home. Welcome home, buddy. Okay, we're going to do this together. Okay, anybody else want to share?
This is Nancy, and I wasn't on the program for a great length of time last time. I was inconsistent, therefore there wasn't much success. I did lose about 15 pounds at one point. I just returned from San Antonio and humans being more. And, you know, when you are standing up and saying a goal and the good angel is talking in your ear and the other people are yelling at you and all. And I said, I told my group before we started, I said, you know, I didn't even come up with a Niken business goal. I said, this is, I tell you, a decades-long frustration, and it's my weight. Anyway, so I committed to having 30 pounds gone by April 1st. So then, Martha, I was listening to you, and I thought, now, is that reasonable? But that's a little less than 90 days, so if I even lost, I think, a half a pound a day, I could make it. Right? Is my math correct? But anyway, I just have a new, I'm going to do it, and that's it. I just had my 60th birthday right after Christmas, and this is ridiculous. You know, when I grow up, I'll be skinny again, and, well, I'm grown up. I better do something.
That's pretty funny. You can do this. No, just the thing is, it's just like building our business. You have to be consistent. And, you know, just like what Monty's saying, he makes all of us, me, the mouse in my pocket, Nancy, Monty, everybody that's on this call, whatever we achieved at one point, if we made some choices that were different, we weren't consistent with what we were doing that changed us. That's all it is. You have to be consistent. If you don't consistently talk to new people, you're not going to build your business.
I told someone yesterday, I said, you know, consistency is really the undergirding of life. Consistency in how you raise your children. Consistency with everything. Oh, it's exhausting. That in itself should lose some pounds.
Say that again, Nancy. That is a profound statement. It is the what?
Well, consistency, it just undergirds everything that we want to accomplish in life. And it's exhausting. We should be able to lose weight in our attempts for consistency. But it really is, really, what was it? I heard, read recently, because really this weight loss thing is just all on my mind. They said, what was it? Willpower and doing something and changing something is like a muscle. And so you're working that muscle. But don't try to work too many muscles at the same time. It'll just wear you out. So in other words, focus on one thing at a time, get a grip on that, get it into being your habit, and then move on to other things is how I interpreted that.
Very good.
Is anybody else want to share? Because I want to show you the chart that Ruth has done. So,
Martha Sue, this is Margaret. I can say real quickly that I was on the lifestyle before, and I really liked it. I lost weight. I felt good about myself. And I'm real glad that Ruth has started this again, because you won't believe it, about a month ago, I got the chart out, the old chart. I've looked at it every day, but didn't bring myself to get on it. So I'm delighted to be on it, because I lost about 25 or 30 pounds, and I have gained it all back now. So I've got to get it off, because I feel embarrassed or self-conscious when I get it before a group, and I say, yeah, look, guys, I'm a wellness consultant, and there I am, all fat and pudgy. So I'm looking forward to being back on this program.
Amen. Isn't that the truth? We're wellness consultants. Yes.
Right.
Sure is wonderful to hear everybody's voice.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be fun? I got to show you this chart, but wouldn't it be fun if we planned a cruise that would be a health style choices cruise, and we do this 1 year from yesterday, if you will, and it's an anniversary of what we set out to do a year before. What do y'all think about that one?
I think that's awesome. You
wow.
know what? Dr. Sears has a cruise. I should look and see when it is going to be.
Well, that would be cool. That would be way cool. Well, okay, I want to go over this real quick. Anybody else want to share anything real quick? Okay. This chart that you see here, the health style choices, this is your accountability chart. If you don't write down on this chart, you don't know what you've done. It's kind of like by the end of the day. I thought about this yesterday. If I don't write down how many ounces of milk I've given the baby, by the end of the day, I can't remember what time it was and how much she's had. And it's important to know what time she ate and how much she's had. it's like, I think she had about this much. Well, okay, that's the same thing as this chart. I think I had so-and-so. Well, if you didn't write anything down on this first day, by the time you get to Saturday, before you come back to the call on Monday, this page is blank. So I challenge you to just start writing on the chart. And the first week or so, this may be really hard for you. If you've not done it before, it may be hard. So just jump in and say, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, but I'm going to do it. Okay, that's the last bit I'm showing you. Okay, look, I love this, Ruth, that you found this that has the water at the base of, you know, that somebody acknowledged that, and that is really good. The health style food pyramid, obviously, is our Nikan Timac water at the bottom, but you can see, you know, obviously that the grains and the bread is at the very top. And I will say that in the last week where I really, I know you said go gluten-free, and it's not anything that I've tried to do like that, but I haven't really had any bread, except I did have tortillas at Rosa's Taco Shop. But my knees don't hurt as badly. And so what I changed was really without thinking about it. I mean, I really have taken bread out of my diet. And so that, look at that, here it is at the top. I didn't have much. Well, that's not good for you. So maybe that's, I do have a problem with gluten and that my, and the wheat and the other things. So at any rate, my knees are better. So here's the chart I want you guys to really see because Ruth has worked really hard on this.
I didn't work hard on this at all.
Yeah, you did. Don't tell him you didn't. Yeah, you did.
I missed it.
See this acid strip, and I'm assuming this is the same strip from the testing, the water testing, right?
I snipped this off of Bing clip art.
Okay, that's cool.
No, I didn't. It was I got this from just looking up acid alkaline, and there were a bunch of charts. But I'm making a one that's combining the blocks, so you know which is best and worst to eat, and I'm coloring them with that color strip, essentially, so you can tell not only which is the best as far as the absorption of the carbohydrates and that type of thing, and which is best and which is not so good for you, but that will be, they will be in the chart like they were before, but the color of them will be according to the pH.
Like this?
Right.
Like this strip? Okay.
But it will be on each individual block. You know, the old block chart.
Yeah, the one I ate one of in the whole day. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I want you to look at this because one of the things that I had pulled from my Latino group was that if you did kind of a cleanse thing, but that they suggested that you make a mixture of stuff, and then you do it in the blender and drink it. Well, I don't drink it. I grind it up and then I eat it. But it's grapefruit, apple. The apple is still a high somewhere. Well, apple. Apple was still high right here. Apples were still high in alkalinity. Grapefruit was high. And you mix celery, grapefruit, and apples and do that in the blender and drink it. So I don't. I do that in the food processor, and then I eat it, and that's what I have for breakfast every morning. You do that for 10 days, and it works like a cleanse, and you put in a few white grapes and also like one little handful of dry oatmeal, and you eat two prunes. Don't ask me why, but if you do this for 10 days, they say that it works to cleanse your system, and I love the way it tastes, the combination, so it's like that's what I eat for breakfast every morning, and to me, that's really, it's really been great. Well, I obviously did something because I lost 4 pounds.
Wow.
So,
Martha, if you send that to me, I'll send it to everyone.
Okay. All right, I will. I'll put that together. I'll send that. But if you just look at this, just in this chart and also the measuring chart are both on Ruth, on BobbyHurton.biz. And so you can pull those off and see them and when you go to the grocery store. I remember before, 10 years ago, when I'd go shopping, I'd have my little chart, and I'd pick and choose the things that were the better things for you to eat. I know Charlie's on this call with us, and Pilar cooks a tremendous amount of stuff that she uses. Quinoa. How do you say that, Charlie?
Quinoa.
Pardon me?
It's called quinoa.
Quinoa. Is that it right there? Are you looking at the website?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's from Colombia, so she uses that a lot. And we can learn some things besides tortillas from our Latino friends.
Well, actually, Masa Su quinoa has been used for the astronauts too, because of the high concentration of proportion of protein of all of those carbs or grains and cereals.
Okay, cool. We can learn a lot from each other, and I know that Ruth wants us to hold this call to a 30-minute time frame. Does anybody else have something they want to share?
I have a question I'd like to know. I need to have an email from Charlie and from Nancy Clyde. And anybody else that's on the phone that I don't know you're here. If you have my email, you can just email your email to me. Otherwise, and I'll put you in a group list so that I can send things to you.
Ruth, I need your email.
Okay, my email, that will be easier. I'll write it on here.
Okay.
Ruth, are you using the Gmail?
Yes, I don't have Hotmail anymore. It's just Gmail, so it's nothurton@gmail.com. How do you make this? Oh, here we go. How do you make it go to LPC anyway?
Right, down here. Let me take it over there where it says send to everyone. If you type in that little box, it'll go to everybody.
I put everyone?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, what's this? Okay.
Mary Lou, while she's doing that, why don't you share just a little bit about what happened in your life over the 10 years?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, because I journaled on the computer, and so I went back and found my start when we first started. I found that document, and I had actually released 33 pounds on the original program, and the bad thing is that I'm up 18, but the good thing is I'm still down 15.
That's cool.
You're well balanced. That's nice, Mary Lou.
So I'm glad that we're doing this again, because I truly do believe that, you know, we all have to listen to our own bodies, and I love this acid alkaline chart, because I got myself in a little bit of trouble being too acidic, I think.
Wow.
So, anyway.
You know, what I'm reading about the acidity is, I think, is pretty exciting, and they're suggesting that this is the acidity that keeps you from losing the weight or causes you to gain it. So I'm so excited to finish that chart, and I will get it finished today.
Cool. So, in looking at this, I see that turkey, chicken, and lamb are acidic. Wow.
And another thing I'd like to say is what a good job Martha Sue is doing. I just think this is so much fun to have somebody different here doing this every day. And I know that we're going to enjoy everyone who is leading the call. And I get to just mostly listen. I love it. I just like, I'm so proud of everybody.
Martha Sue, you lost you released 4.4 pounds this week, and how many inches was it?
3.25.
3.25?
Yeah, So if I put my weight, my measuring tape around my neck, somebody would be standing right at my face.
Okay.
Those of you that didn't ever see this, what I did was that I put this measuring tape around my neck, and I would give, like, if Ruth was standing in front of me, I would hand her the end of it and ask her to hold it. And then I would put my finger on the other end of it, and I would step back to the number of inches total that I had subtracted from my size. And when it got to the point that it was more in inches than my height, that was pretty profound.
They had a long measuring tape hung down on each side of her.
Yeah. No, it was really funny. But I'm going to, now we're getting real transparent here, okay? So I want, well, I'm just going to, you boys, I hope I don't make you blush. But I went on the Neekin cruise, this was like 2000, I wasn't out here yet, so maybe it was 2007, I can't remember when it was that we went out of Long Beach, but I went with Elaine Shaw, who I just love to death, she is just amazing, and her husband couldn't go, and she invited me to go as her cabin mate, so I did. And Ruth said she knew that we would just get along great. Well, we did. And at one point, I'd lost enough weight that before I went, my kids dressed me because they didn't like the clothes that I brought, so that my kids dressed me with their clothes. And one of the dresses that I had was a very low-cut dress, and I wore a shawl around it, but I had this dress on, but I had my Neekin pearls on. So Elaine and I thought it would be really funny because, I mean, this was really a low-cut dress. Well, you know, I'm not little busted. And so I had this low-cut dress on, and I put this shawl around my neck. And so I sat there at the dinner table, and the people that were with us, we'd all, it's kind of like this reunion, too, we'd all had such a good time together. So when at one point I took the shawl off and everybody was like, oh, you know, kind of took their breath away, kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're wearing that kind of a dress. And I said, what's the matter? Hadn't you ever seen anybody wearing pearls? And everybody just came unglued. So then it was like this, you know, a signal that when we say something about pearls, everybody at that table would just come unglued laughing. Well, Ruth was walking down the corridor, and by Elaine and I, and Elaine said, okay, show Ruth. So Ruth walked up, and I took the shawl off, and she kind of didn't know what to say. And I said, what's the matter, Ruth? Didn't you ever see anybody wearing pearls? And we, you know, just, you can make this a fun thing. I don't think I'd ever wear that dress again, even if I could get to that size. But it was like, oh, my gosh, how fun to laugh about being able to do something. I didn't have my measuring tape on, though, I can tell you that.
Put those two together, they are nuts.
Oh, my gosh, we were nuts. So let's do a cruise.
Okay, let's look around and find a really fun one.
I think that's
be crazy. Okay, yeah, I better go because we got another call coming up, and I need to talk to Mary Lou. So
okay.
I'm going to call you, Mary Lou.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Thank you, Ruth. Everybody. Have a great day.
Ruth. Yes.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
Hi, Karen. Hey,
hi.
Glad to have you on the call.
Well, I could not get in on the webinar because I don't understand your PIN code. So,
I'll
anyway.
Send it to you in writing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Good job, Meg.
Hi.
Good job, Martha Sue.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.